En el extremo noroeste de los Estados Unidos encontramos a Nueva Inglaterra, una región conformada por los estados de Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, Connecticut y Massachusetts. Y arrancamos, lo logramos, Pili. Estamos en Boston, listos para una aventura más.
Un año nuevo de especiales de NFL a través de Fox Sports. Y en esta ocasión arrancamos en una bellísima ciudad, Boston. Pero no nos concentraremos solo aquí. También iremos a Foxborough, la casa de los Patriotas de Nueva Inglaterra.
Exactamente, para ir dos caras de la moneda. También vamos a ir a una parte de la granja, en donde vamos a tener actividades muy divertidas. Por supuesto, acompañados de las mejores anfitrionas, las porristas de los Patriotas. Va a estar increíble.
Ciudad, campo, aquí arranca un gran especial. No te lo pierdas.
I actually had the pleasure of doing the stadium tour with Pilar and Christopher.
What's your favorite part of being in the field in game day?
I think the enthusiasm, the energy, just walking out onto that field, looking up 70,000 fans.
70,000 fans?
Oh, yeah.
That's the capacity of the stadium?
Oh, yeah. And it gets so loud. Even at the beginning when they introduced us, it goes crazy in here. It's awesome.
Like a concert.
It's awesome. It's wonderful. You have the player tunnel set up behind us with the big helmet, and the players run onto the field with the music playing in the background, and it just gets the stadium so fired up. It's a great experience to be out
so
there.
You feel like home. Right here.
This is our home.
This is a big home, I have to say.
Hey, say hi to the guys over there. They are saying, oh, those are the cheerleaders. Yeah, sure, they are.
The hall is such an amazing experience. You can go there and really learn the history and get the game day experience and see what the players are like and the history of the Super Bowl.
Es momento de saber si tengo claras las reglas del fútbol americano. Pobre Brady, se está congelando. Yo tengo que decidir qué es lo que va a pasar. Igual que referee. Si es pase incompleto o es un fumble. Para mí, es fumble. ¡No! ¡Me falló! Es pase incompleto, no es fumble. Soy malísimo como referee, pero pues bueno.
No good.
Now we'll show you an instant replay.
Instant replay.
And it shows you had the distance, but not the... You didn't have the height, but I don't have the height either, so...
That's no way.
Wow.
Ni siquiera lleva los nudillos. I want to be Brady. It's too big.
¿Lista?
The Vince Lombardi.
This is like heaven. This is like heaven for me. I'm telling you.
Fire is left. Intercepted.
Well, the intercepted.
Well, the Patriots are going to be
But that's the whole purpose of it.
The Hall of Fame is so important because there's so much history in that building. There's lots of memorabilia, Super Bowl rings. It's just an amazing place.
This wing is actually fitted for his pinky finger.
No way.
Bien, y después de conocer un poquito justamente en el Salón de la Fama estos jugadores gloriosos, vamos a ver a los que próximamente podrían estar ahí. Si bien les va, la verdad es que están haciendo las cosas muy bien. Ellos son los Patriotas de Nueva Inglaterra.
Home game. Does it change like the vibe being here with all the fans?
Yeah, it does. You feel more comfortable.
Of course.
Playing at home, you can kind of say the fans are the 12th man.
Right.
And, you got a lot of supporters behind you. When it's an away game,
maybe you got you got them way up there.
Just 50 or 60,000 people. So we're very excited to play at home.
You know that the Patriots have a lot of fans in Mexico and Latin America.
Yeah.
Can you send them a message?
Hi, New England Patriot fans in Mexico. Number one.
How do you prepare for this kind of locker room, open locker room? Because you know that it's going to be men and women, and you're going to be out of the bed with towel and everything, and everybody's looking at you.
You know, I think we don't even think about it anymore. We feel like this is normal for an hour. We have a bunch of people in here. We're in and out of the tubs and the showers, and we feel like they're just in here getting the story, and we're here just trying to move on the rest of our day.
Tell me something. When you go out in a game, what do you do before? Do you have a ritual for good luck or something?
Just listen to music and
relax.
Truth is, sometimes we're here and we're joking a little bit, laughing. Okay. Staying loose, I think that's the key. If we go on the field, stay loose and play free, we can have a good game.
How important is that your teammates have a good vibe for a game?
I think it's key. You know, you don't want to go in there too down or too high. You just want to be in the right vibe, you know, that you're with every day. And I think that lets us go out there and have fun and play a good game.
You get to do what you enjoy as a kid, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, whenever it feels like work, then it's a problem. So like I said, exactly. We're just out here having fun. Right?
Exactly.
We want to the people in Mexico and Latin America get to know you, all the players from the Pats, and we want to know about your tattoos. I'm intrigued.
Oh, are you now?
God with me, world against me.
Yeah, just a little something. Like I said, I'm well, not like I said, but like if you read my background,
right?
So, from a small school, overlooked kind of, you know, coming out. So, I always carry that chip on my shoulder. So that's all that is.
What motivates you to go out there and win a game?
Oh, out there and win a game, my teammates, definitely. You're only as strong as our weakest link.
Which one is your best partner?
Best
bot. Yeah.
Oh man, you trying to get me in trouble. I mean, some guys might feel some type of way, but I just think, we're very close group, the DBs in general, defensive backs in general.
Patriots cheerleaders out for a tour of the city of Boston, one of the greatest cities in America.
Are y'all in a much better trolley riding mood?
Yeah! Right in the heart of Boston, which is the best place to be.
Okay.
Where all the action and stuff.
See a beautiful view of the skyline of the city right over the tree line here.
Oh yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Bring it up and take a look?
Yeah.
To the right is downtown Boston. We'll be going through downtown as we make our way through there as well. But I just saw it coming up here. You see a beautiful view where you're going to spend your afternoon today. Kind of neat.
La verdad es que verlo de lejos y ver toda la ciudad en pequeñito nos da una idea de por qué lugares vamos a estar pasando.
Exactamente. Esto apenas va comenzando. Así que, hay mucho que recorrer.
One of the other stops on the tour was at the USS Constitution, a beautiful ship, one of the oldest in the Navy history.
The USS Constitution is the oldest still floating Navy ship still in commission.
In 1812, Mr. Oh, yeah, can you?
We went to Boston Garden. That's also a beautiful part of the city. I had never walked through it. I'd walked past it.
This is the Boston Public Garden, and then over there is the Boston Commons.
Uh-huh.
They freeze a whole section of the park, and there's ice skating.
That's better.
Ice skate, yeah.
Es como so cool. Es como el Chapultepec de Boston, man.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
A wedding there.
Let's go crash the wedding.
Philly, estamos esperando este momento.
Ay, no. ¿Cómo me hagan eso? ¿Me puede dar algo?
Pili, acuérdate muy bien de ese momento. Me bateaste el amor de tu vida. No lo creo. Pero bueno, la verdad es que uno tenía que sacarse la espina con algo y por lo menos una foto con la novia sí me tenía que tomar, ¿no? Okay, guys, I want to be in the picture, okay?
Ran into one of my friends that I used to dance with in a professional dance company. She was getting married, and I saw her in her wedding dress, so that was a huge surprise, and I got to take pictures with her.
That just happened.
This was the best
day of my trolley life.
He actually had a little bit of a show tunes dance in him when we first got on the trolley. So he started with an upbeat attitude and he stayed like that the whole day. And he was really educated on Boston. So he learned a lot.
My heartstrings from the moment I saw her, I fell.
All right, very good.
Y tuvimos el gran honor y privilegio de conocer nada más y nada menos que a Mr. Kraft.
Nice to meet you. It's a pleasure.
Nice to meet you. It's pretty hot to hear a beautiful lady speaking such good Spanish.
Exactly.
And a good
exactly.
Day. Don't
Thank
you agree?
You.
I say that every day.
We just saw you with the players here in the field. How often do you do that? Because we never saw owners interacting with their players.
Well, that's part of the fun of owning a team. I love these young men, and you know, hanging around them and talking to them keeps you in tune with what's going on. But also in life, people want to feel connected to something that they just don't want to. Everyone wants to make a good paycheck and right. Earn good money,
right?
But they want to feel part of something that's bigger than just what they're doing.
What motivated you to become the owner of a football team? What takes you to make that decision?
Well, I played the game when I was in college, and I knew I was never good enough to be in the NFL. But I'm passionate about it, so it took me 10 to 15 years to buy the Patriots. If any of your fans are interested, they can, we'll tell them at another time, but it's something that I think I'm 35, but I'm really a few years older.
Okay.
And I get bored easily.
Okay.
But having the Patriots, we have a whole group of companies, but having the Patriots is something that excites me every day.
In Mexico, there's a big, big fans for Patriots.
I would very much like to be part of an international series and play in Mexico, and we look forward to doing that, you know. Fox has been a great partner of ours, and Fox Sports is, when I came into the league, they came in 1994. So we hope we play down in Mexico and Fox will be televising the game to all our fans there.
Today you have 3 Super Bowl rings. What do you do with them? Do you have it in a locker? Do you have it on a sea of everybody, at the eyes of the world? What do you do with them?
Well, my 3rd Super Bowl ring, President Putin has it in Russia.
I remember that, yeah.
I showed him the ring, and anyhow, but the others I have in a drawer in my home locked up. I don't wear jewelry.
Okay.
But I love accumulating it.
Okay.
And,
you should have it safe.
We have it safe. And you might, maybe before you leave, you can come and see our trophies. Have you seen the Super Bowl trophies?
We'd like to.
We would love to do that. Yeah.
Please, let's take this chance to say something to all the fans
in Mexico,
because there's a huge fan base there. And it would be great for you to invite them.
All my friends and our great fan base in Mexico, I wish I had grown up with the language of Spanish, but I sincerely feel saludos a todos nuestros amigos de Mexico y why Latin America, arriba patriota.
The Cranberry Bog was so cool. We actually had the opportunity to put on the waders and go in the bog and push the cranberries into this like little hole. There's a
what?
Rock.
Pili, ven a transformarlo en príncipe.
No.
Sí, mi Pili. Vamos a liberarla.
Sí sabías que son venenosas, ¿no?
No, eso no.
What? A snake?
Oh, I already saw 2 snakes.
A snake?
Really?
They're
right here.
Really?
You saw snakes?
Two.
No. No.
Right here. They're right here.
You're joking.
No, really.
But it was pretty incredible. So every time I have a cranberry juice now, I know that I have a little bit of love that I put into that juice.
And how old is the farm?
My family's been on in the farm since 1840.
1840?
Yep. Before that, the Browns had it back since 1700 sometimes. The house is 1780s, so it's a pretty old place.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
Are we going to get lost in the maze?
No, most people don't.
No? Most people, okay.
Usually the fastest kids in there are like 12 and down. I don't know how they do it, but they can run through that thing in like 6-7 minutes.
Wow.
So it's crazy.
Okay, okay, okay.
He's
saying it. You see now.
Wow.
Veteran.
Yeah. We got that.
I guess I got a wife for you then. That's official.
Yeah,
that's
yeah. It's no. official. Nosotros vamos a tener que salir con una de estas, pues así marcada.
Sellada.
Con
la,
sellada, selladita con cuatro estaciones adentro. Tenemos que salir por aquí. El primero que lo haga, gana. Listo. Es una de tres, ¿eh? ¡Vámonos! 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 Go in the middle,
More paper.
Station number one. I got it.
Woo! Yay!
Yes!
That's the one.
Awesome, we got two.
Oh, good job.
Two more, and we're good.
Call her out. Yeah. One more to go, girl. One more to go.
Just one.
Okay, good front.
Okay.
Yeah. Circles, very hard.
Yeah. One more.
Star, probably.
Qué bueno que estás aquí.
Que yo, a ver. Yo dije nada malo.
Eres un tramposo.
¿Por qué?
¿Fundiste estaciones?
No, es que mira, te voy a decir una cosa. Estaba mal puesto. Show me yours and I'll show you mine.
Yeah. We just left the phone.
Okay.
Pero no confío que tú hayas encontrado el hueso aquí.
The bone is here.
A ver, quiero ver.
The bone is here.
¿Para qué prefieres que te enseñe la mía si me vas a enseñar la tuya?
I don't have it.
No puedes hacer que te la enseñemos.
No tengo yo.
No te voy a dejar hasta que me des.
No lo tengo yo.
Pues enséñamela. O consíguela con quien la tengas. No te voy a soltar hasta que me des.
¿Por qué?
Porque tú pediste que yo te la enseñara y te la enseñé de buena manera.
No sé dónde está el hueso, me falta el hueso.
Enséñala, la quiero ver.
Come on, guys, we just need to find the exit. That's all we need to find now.
That's all we need to find.
That was so fun. It was just like the most intense competition you could ever imagine.
Okay.
Good luck.
Good poker face.
Good poker.
I will claim that we were supposed to win, and we didn't, but it was sabotage. So, but it was a lot of fun. It was so much fun.
¿Qué hacemos?
El que tenga más sellos gana, ¿no?
Nadie ganó. O sea, todo fue para nada.
Es hacer los cuatro. Si nadie hizo los cuatro en una, ¿no? Nadie hizo los cuatro.
Hi.
Hey.
I was able to pick some apples.
What? Oh.
I think I'm going to surprise the ladies on the team and make a pie.
Oh, just the ladies?
I want to try.
Okay, I'll get my own
apple. I'll see what I can do.
I'll get my own apple.
Just for the ladies. Thank you.
All right.
It was so much. It was great. We had lobster. We had oysters. We had steamers, corn, sausage. I was a little chicken. I couldn't crack my lobster. I had to have Erica next to me do it. But it was all delicious.
Okay, so the way you store up with the lobster, okay? All right. So you would tear off the tail.
Okay.
I like that.
Perfecto.
Okay.
It seems pretty easy, but wow. I think it's not.
I don't think we're going to be able to do that. Just...
Y después de una rica comidita llena de gaviotas, nos fuimos al faro. Un poco de viento, pero estamos en Point Juniper. Billy, ¿qué hay aquí?
Pues la verdad es que una vista fenomenal. Estamos con el faro, el mar, las fat cheerleaders.
Las
y
olas.
Tenemos muchísimo más que conocer en estos lugares porque qué bonito nos está tratando Foxborough.
Exactamente, la verdad es que es un punto fantástico.
P-A-T-S, let's go, Cats!
I was able to get some apples, and I decided to surprise all of the cheerleaders. Hey.
From the apple picking.
This is from apple picking the other day. We had so much fun, and we wanted to share it with everyone. So here's our apple pie.
¿Ves, Pili? Eso de ir a la granja tuvo sus beneficios.
Uy, huele delicioso.
Además, huele delicioso.
Estamos en la búsqueda del abuelo de Leia Marie, que nunca antes ha estado en un partido de fútbol americano, ella siendo porrista de los Patriotas de Nueva Inglaterra. Si fuera nada más porrista, así de, ¿no? Ninguno de acá, de Belatinón, y ella, digamos que es güerita, entonces no nos está ayudando tampoco, ¿no? Tendría que pararme justo aquí en el centro a gritar, ¿quién es el abuelo de Leia Marie?
Pues, ¿tú con...? ¿Sí? ¿Sí? ¿En serio?
Ay, pues vamos para allá.
Creo que no entendió nada de lo que dije.
You're a mother?
Yes.
Hi. Nice to meet you. I'm Chris. Hola, ¿cómo estás, señor? ¿Bien? A ver, espérame. Vinimos a buscarlo rapidísimo porque, bueno, primero que gusto tenerlo aquí. Y la otra es que no puedo creer que siendo su abuelo y ella porrista, tan guapa como es, ¿no?
Pero ya miren,
nunca,
yo soy guapo.
Claro, nunca haya venido a un partido de los Patriotas. ¿Cómo?
Yo nací en México.
¿Naciste en México?
Vengo a ver a ella.
Exactamente. Oye, quiero que le mandes un mensaje.
Yo soy Elías, abuelo de Leia. Vine el primer juego que vengo porque quiero ver.
Fíjate muy bien, si yo fuera de aprobadita en probadita de cada cosa que me dan en un tailgate, esto es lo que pasaría. Aquí es donde empezamos, ¿eh? Con la banda de Marie. Exactamente, Tata Marie.
Perfectamente bien.
Red.
Me encanta lo que dijeron. Porque dijeron, qué buena forma de conseguir comida. Solo agarras una cámara, un micrófono y te van a dar comida. Es cierto.
I have mashed potatoes.
Mashed potato, uh-huh.
Sausages.
Right on.
What was that? Beef. Ham.
Okay, you got ham.
Onions. I put some onions on there.
This is yours? No.
Yeah, we put some ravioli.
Steak on the dinner?
Beef. We have beef.
Okay. Wow.
Ravioli. And we have...
What was it?
Steak.
Yep. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Por favor, un aplauso allá en el estudio, evidentemente, para la banda.
Estamos en un lugar muy especial. Esta es la sala de trofeos de los Patriotas de Nueva Inglaterra. Estoy con el señor Kraft y es it's an honor to be here in this nice magical place.
We have all these great fans from Mexico, and we hope we get to play down there. The last time we played at Azteca Stadium, we did very well, and we had over 100,000 people. And my favorite food in the world is Mexican.
That's good.
I just wish I could speak the language in a way that wouldn't embarrass me.
We can show you if you want to. Thank you very much for this time and to be here. Thank you. Un viaje espectacular que, como siempre, va a cerrar de la mejor manera con un día muy emotivo. ¿Qué fue lo que más te gustó?
Uy, Pili, la verdad es que muchísimas cosas. A mí la parte de la granja fue increíble, ¿no? El laberinto de maíz, también la situación de las calabazas de Halloween, padrísimo.
Bueno, para mí recoger arándanos y conocer, por supuesto, el cuarto de trofeos de los Patriotas de Nueva Inglaterra. Sin lugar a dudas, un viaje muy especial. Pero aquí nos acaban los especiales de este año, así que no se los pierdan.